Welcome to our City Gate Atlanta podcast. We trust you will be blessed by these messages and invite you to join us anytime as we worship the Lord and seek to walk in the fullness of His purposes and destiny for our generation. Information about our gathering times and various ministries may be found at www.citygateatlanta.org.
Now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, y'all just keep praying if you just finish up your blessing. But, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we set our heart to release a new sound in this city, a sound that is not infected with the sounds of yesterday, but a sound that is emanating forth out of the heavenly realm that will cause the portal of the Lord to open over this city in a new dimension, so that the angels and the people of God on the earth will ascend and descend, having ascended and received the mandate of the Lord and come into the earth, partnering with the angelic host to walk out the purposes and the intent of God in the earth. Father, I declare and decree over this city that this city is shifting, 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 shifting. We will be a place of peace. We will be a place of goodness. We will be a place of the unity between the races, between the nations, between the tribes will come together as the army of the Lord in this place, beginning in this city now. Now, Bob, you sound that shofar. Release the angels now in Jesus' name.
Most of us don't realize that giving to the Lord is an act of worship. So as we are worshiping Him with our song, I just felt the Lord say, go and be an example of the giving that is an act of worship unto Him. It is holy to Him. The moment you bring it to Him, release it from your hand, that worship goes before the throne as surely as these psalms and songs are.
And as you give, I kept hearing this because I feel like we're not engaging enough individually. Because you got to follow what the leaders are doing, because they're setting a course and it's uncomfortable. Because it's not the song we're used to singing. Which means you've got to find your sound in the midst of the sound that is being released. And don't be afraid to let your voice come out with your praise. You can find the sound that's coming. Fit your sound into the midst of the sound that's coming, and it will cause an explosion to open the portal of heaven.
It's your sound. It's your sound. It's your sound. It's your sound and who He's made you to be. It's your sound. He's looking to hear, He's looking to hear, He's looking, He's looking, He's looking to hear your sound of praise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God of glory, God of glory, God of glory is all to you.
Ascending in His sound, ascending in His sound, worthy. Ascending in that sound, ascending in that sound, ascending in that sound, worthy, worthy. Ascending in that sound, ascending in that sound, ascending in that sound, worthy, worthy, worthy. Ascending in that sound, ascending in that sound, ascending in that sound, worthy, worthy. Ascending in that sound of God. Ascending in the sound He's put in you. Ascending in the sound He's put in you. Ascending
dance before you, we dance before you. You're worthy of our praise. We dance before you, we dance before you. You're worthy of our praise. Worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. We dance before you, we dance before you, we dance before you, our King. Oh, my praise, no one's gonna stop my praise. No one's gonna stop my praise. I'm gonna go up and praise Him. I'm going up to hear my Savior. I'm going up to hear my King. He has something to say. Something to say. If we go up with our worship, He'll release His word for us today. We gotta go up, we gotta praise Him. He's worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy. It's in you to worship the King. It's in you to worship Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we gotta worship the King of Kings. Sing it, Christy. Up in the house, please. Come on, Jason. Come on. Come on, John, join in.
Under the earth are shaking under Atlanta. Rumble, 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 rumbling, rumbling, rumbling.
But the Lord says this is the season when things are going to fall down that have not worked, but we're going to quit trying to make them work, and we're going to quit trying to have faith in what God didn't ordain and what he's not bringing forth. The Lord said this is a season where the apostolic is going to be seen and discerned in a different way. And the prophetic is going to stand right beside. And the evangelist and the teacher and the pastor are going to find themselves in a whole new holy array. And they're going to begin to move like a threshing machine over this city and over this state. The Lord said, I am going to pull down what you could never tear down.
Rumbling, 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 rumbling.
Let's hear the drums. Let's hear the drums, guys. Listen, let's hear the drums. Let's hear the drums. Come on, John. Come on. Come on, Jason, add to it. Come on, you're laying on top of what he's establishing. Come on.
Now, what's happening here is John is laying down the foundation of the apostolic. And the bass is coming along as a picture of the prophetic. And if you noticed a minute ago, they work in sync together. But listen.
Yeah.
It shifts everything when the apostolic and the prophetic move together. Everything in us begins to line up with heaven, and God can move us. And it causes then the evangelistic, the pastor, and the teacher to move in sync because there's a solid rhythm coming out of heaven into the earth.
It's our foundation, not our cover. It's our foundation. If we don't have the right foundation, we can't stand. We can't build. We can't have a plummet. So the foundation has to be formed first.
Tell you what I just told them. The prophetic voice is going to change his rhythm. And the apostolic has to line up with the prophetic. And sometimes it's the other way around. But most of the time, the prophet is the one who sees out ahead. And when the apostolic comes next to the prophet, hears and then knows what to do to lay the foundation, then we can move. So I've asked Jason to completely change it up. And I'm bringing John into a place of following that sound. And that means they have to really listen to each other. They have to listen carefully, which then means we have to listen carefully and allow the movement to impact us from the inside out.
That he was supplying a breaker's anointing in my playing because I was used to a sound. And that sound would be exactly what it is, a breaker's anointing that would help break forth this worship team into the next level.
Okay, so now I want you to start releasing that breaker anointing. Y'all pray for him while he releases it.
Yes, Lord.
A little bit risky.
John, step in there and put some framework around it. And Jason, you got to listen and bring that sound into the sound of what John's releasing. Bring it some strength because you're setting a framework. You've heard a sound. Come on, hit it.
Love.
From her is the sound redeemed out of New Orleans. That jazz, the Lord said, this is what it was supposed to sound like. This is what it was supposed to sound like.
Now we're going to put, because Judah has gone first, and you've gone in a holy array, which is in the fivefold, we're going to give a mantle to this Judah. And you're going to have power. And you're going to move in this mantle. So y'all come out here. Now, Lord, we say that this company cannot move unless there's a Judah that moves first. And that means first in the Word. That means first in hearing God. That means first to stir up the fight when the fight needs to happen. It means doing what God has called you to do in a new and a higher way. The Lord has singled you each out for a job He has for you to do. He has called you to this season. Lord, when the Lord says, hit the drum, make it loud, you do it. When the Lord says, move with the things that are going on in the configuration I give you, the devil will not be able to catch you. He will not be able to. He never can tell at Global Spheres who's going to lead something next, because it's always different. So, Lord, we say, this whole tribe moves together as Judah. Now we're giving this couple have done some awesome research that is going to help all of you move forward, as because they have such an anointing for pulling the things together, looking at the Issachar timing on it, and getting it to the right people. And Lord, they don't have ownership of it. They are just working in the territory. They're a gift. They're a new gift that's been revealed in the territory. So we want to bless that gift for harvest. And we say, Lord, that this is a gift for harvest.
And they have a special gift to hear the timing of the Lord and to know how it applies to Israel. So, Lord, right now I say, let Judah, let the Issachar that is in this couple arise, and they will not be silent for Jerusalem's sake.
And your wife. Now we knew this. They had a house. They had a church of Zion in Ohio, and the Lord sent them down here. And they are involved in some similar things. And they are hearing the word of the Lord and the call of the Lord. And they will come alongside whoever is doing a kingdom work. Whoever is hearing to do a kingdom work. And they bring new gifts they are freely offering in the territory. So, Lord, we want to bless this for harvest.
And they are going to be very important to this territory. They're going to be very important to Jackie and the other leaders of this territory, because they have some understanding of how the enemy is beginning to move to entice and to seduce. So their harvest is going to be those that they snatch out of the fire that the enemy is trying to seduce to come away. So, Lord, we say, give them that fire anointing. Give them that anointing, Lord, where they can walk in the midst of the fire and not be burned. In Jesus.
I need my City Gate team up here. I know I'm missing a couple, but we got most of it.
This on purpose and in time. And the reason we're doing it is because City Gate is changing. Everything is changing in the territory because the time and the season that we're living in. Because Chuck has a word out that says by 2016, the body of Christ will have to withstand the gates of hell, and the triumphant reserve will be able to. And so this team is going to be operating in a higher way, in new configuration, to do things that they never knew they were going to ever do. But suddenly, it makes just the most sense, or they're hearing new ways to operate in the Lord and to move alongside. They'll be attracting others that are never going to be part of City Gate, but are just in Georgia. And they're needing the wisdom, the sense, the things you know, the things that you've worked with. And we say, Lord, that they have been chosen by the hand of God, and that they will not rest on any former season, but they will let their identity shift to come into the fullness of all the challenges that are set before them in this season, that they were the ones chosen for the job. And they will attract others to their numbers, and they'll recognize that peculiar thing that is about somebody and say, I know exactly where that's supposed to fit. Come with me. And so, Lord, we loose on them this angelic mantle, because they are going to have to learn to work with the angels on purpose. And the Lord says he is going to assign to you a watchman angel, Jackie, that will help you to see and to help you to watch in some ways that you've never watched before. And the Lord says that I have a mighty job for you to do, my daughter. And in every season, you've met me when I've asked you to stand and deliver and to do this or to let go of that. And the Lord says this season is no exception, but this is for which you've been trained. And the Lord said you're going to have a harvest. You're going to have a harvest. You're going to have a harvest. You're going to have a harvest in Atlanta and in Georgia and into the uttermost parts of the earth.
So we're going to mantle Jackie first, and then she's going to pass the mantle down. But what I heard in that word from Ann was this. The Lord said, you know, watchman angels are high ranking. He said, watchman angels are generals. And so he said, this is the time for you to look up, my daughter. Begin to receive what I've called you for. Begin to receive the call in the city, in the state, in the nations. The Lord said, this goes so far beyond the gathering place here. And the Lord said, so look up and do not be afraid to speak what I say to you, no matter what the resistors are. So you will pass this down to each member of your team. Lord, we thank you that you are, you have called Jackie to this place, and she has gathered this team, Lord, of leadership, Lord, this team that is obviously you never call that you don't equip. So, Lord, I thank you or that you don't provide. I thank you for this leadership team. I thank you that they have all that they need, Lord, to be the example and to push forward into that place in this city, in this state that says all is well because God is on the throne. God Almighty is on the throne of Atlanta.
Now, Jackie, I'm also giving you a harvest mantle because you're going to be assembling harvest structures. You're going to be looking at structures and calling them into order and into position so that they can harvest. And you know, when someone is your leader, when they receive a blessing, you receive the same blessing. You receive the same mantle. And so, Lord, we receive those mantles right now. And we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, that you called us to this place to hear what you were saying and to move us into this so that we can become the men and women of God that we've been called to be. And, Lord, we say right now, we believe what you say about us. We believe what you say.
What do you do when the Lord surprises you? What do you do when he says this is the hour? What do you do? What do you do but say yes? Yes, 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 you say yes, 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 you say yes, 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 you say yes, 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 yes. What do you do when he puts finger on you?
What do you do?
What do you do when he puts his finger on you?
What do you do?
You say yes, 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 yes. You say yes,
yes,
yes. You say yes, 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 yes. You say yes, yes, yes.
Worthy, 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 worthy.
you, Jesus. You're so worthy. You're so worthy of all of our praise. It's time to worship with abandonment. You want to hear our praise? Here it is, Lord.
Release the sound of your praise.
To you, Lord, it's a praise of a grateful heart. It's a praise of a grateful heart. It's a praise of a grateful heart. Praise of a grateful heart. Here it is, Jesus, accept our praise. Here it is, Jesus, accept our praise. We're so grateful, we're humble, amazed by you. We're so grateful, we're humble, and amazed by you. What do you do, Jackie, when he steps in like this? What do you do?
You praise him.
Keep your praise.
You praise Jesus. You praise Jesus.
That's what we do with one.
You praise Jesus.
You praise Jesus. That's what we do.
You praise Jesus.
And right now, in the name of Jesus, I heard this sound going through the room of what about me, Lord? And here's what I heard. Everything that the enemy has lost, has taken from you, that you've lost, that you've laid aside, if you will set your face like Flint to go after what the enemy has stolen, what you've lost and what you've just laid down, if you'll go after it, he will restore the years of the locust of Eden. Now, I want to tell you something. What just happened here, even me stepping out and singing in this setting, Lord have mercy. That's a restoration of what the enemy had stolen from me. And I feel like I need to tell this story because when I had received the call that I mentioned last night of standing with a microphone in my hand on a platform when the word revival, the context of that is I was a voice major in college. And within a year, my professor said, you have no talent, and stole my gift. And it's taken 40 years. Part of that was the devil fighting, and part of that was my own fear that locked me down. So I'm saying this for somebody in the room, because somebody or somebody's in the room, the devil came along and stole something out of a Masonic structure and put it over you, encaptured you, put you into a box and said you can't do the very thing you're called to do. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I say that structure is coming down and you are being released to be who God created you to be. You will move into place. You will move into position. You will release your sound. You will release your gift. And you shall fulfill everything that God wrote in the book of your life before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. Jesus. Just lift up a shout unto the Lord. Let's lift up a shout. Now see, she's sowing into that word because she's going on the trading floor to say, I want that. Now I'm telling you, if you understand a trading floor and you want that, because God spoke it, I didn't, God spoke it. If you want it, you need to just say, God, I'm trading. I don't care if it's a dime. You need to trade on that floor.
I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my sickness, I'm laying coming down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading discouragement. I'm laying it down to hear from my King. I'm trading on the floor. I'm trading it all. I'm trading for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading for His peace. I'm trading for His life.
Seated. Glory to Jesus. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you feel a little bit cooler in here tonight? I know it's still hot, but it's a lot cooler. Let me give you the prophetic what happened. It's a natural, but it was a prophetic sign. We had the AC down as low as it would go last night. But what was it, you, Richard? Richard noticed that the fans were set on the winter setting. And so he went and found a ladder and reversed them to bring the cool air down. So I declare over us that we've shifted from a winter season into a springtime season. The new winds have come in, and there is a freshness of unity coming into this city that will bring forth a harvest at the end of summer. Reverse the curse. That's it. Glory. Wow. Well, I just want to say thank you for coming before I get so honored that Janice is here with Ann. I don't remember what year it was, but I was out at Glory of Zion for a conference, and Janice came up to me at the end, and I actually found this bracelet the other day, and I would have worn it, but it's packed. And she had a bracelet with keys. Do you remember? And she handed it to me and she said, "The Lord is giving you keys to unlock gates." And then it was a number of years before we established City Gate. So this, it did something in my heart. You know when somebody gives you a little something? It just knits your heart together. And we had not seen each other in years until last summer, and even then it was very, very brief. So I just am honored you're here and honored to have spent the day with you doing intercessory stuff that we do, and we know that we're shifting the city for all of us to come into greater dimensions of glory.
Thank you. I'm embarrassed now. This has been an incredible time here, and we have, Ann and I both have felt so welcome and so received. We know that the ministry that we're with carries a lot of weight across the international scene because of the kind of voice that that Chuck has into these different places, and so we really... We don't carry that lightly when we go places. We carry it knowing that, thank you, Ann, knowing that we are representing the house that we're from. And so what we release here tonight, know that any mistakes, any misrepresentation that comes out of us is us and not the house. And we thank you for forgiving us in advance. But Chuck released a word, and I found it in my notes, actually, today or yesterday, that I think is very, very, it just screamed Atlanta and Georgia when I read it again. This was at Passover 2015. Chuck said, "As you worship, I am setting your enemies in my order." Capital M, Y, order. "You have attempted to overthrow thrones without my order. You will know how to come against those that have defeated you in the past. I am setting an order for Dagon's head to roll." That was way before we knew about Anubis and any of that that was standing in the portal. So what I really want to talk, there's two things I want to hit real quick tonight, and I'm not going to be here, I'm not going to stand up here a long time. I am a teacher, but I prefer a prophetic unction when I teach, and so that usually moves along a lot quicker than looking up a Hebrew word or a Greek word and giving you all that. So, and I do that when I study. But tonight, two things the Lord said that was very important for this body and for this region. He said the number one course correction that he wants to make is where the state stands with the nation of Israel. It's very clear. The Lord says, for those of you who bless Israel, I will bless. For those of you who curse Israel, I will curse. We know right now we're standing in a nation that at the very head of our government, they are resisting the relationship, the long-standing covenantal relationship that we have with Israel. So it is very important on an individual basis and a state basis and city basis to know where you stand and to support the nation of Israel. When I was here last night and I looked up and I saw this star, I thought, oh my God, this was a synagogue. And I ran over to Jackie and I said, "Jackie, what was this?" And she said, "This was a synagogue. Initially, it was that. They worshiped here." So you are standing in a very promised place. And this is a very, I believe that the Lord has his eye. I believe he led Jackie here. I believe he called you here because this place it's already in his heart. Now, there's many things that give us the right, I guess I should say, to stand with Israel. Many commands, I guess, is the best way to say it. But what the Lord is looking for, and this has been the strongest assignment, I think, in this area. The Lord is looking for that one new man. He's looking for that one new man to express the fullness of who he is. And in this region, there's been a lot of division, as you know, in this particular area. So the Lord is calling for one new man. And that's not just Jew and Gentile or Jew and Greek, as the word says. That is to come together first in this land that you are living amongst, the people you're living among, whatever race, whatever color, whatever, ever, anything. The Lord says you've got to know how to look at them like we've been saying all night. Look at them the way I see them. And refuse to allow the enemy to keep you separate. Refuse to allow the enemy to keep you separate. It does not matter what they think of you. It doesn't matter what you think of them. Personality-wise, this is not our right. Cindy Jacobs said this years ago, and I love it. She says, there's several rights you have to give up when you become a Christian. You have to give up the right to be right. You have to give up the right to understand. And you have to give up the right to be understood. And if you can do that, then you can walk with anybody. You can walk with anybody that the Lord puts you with. Now, so in that place of looking at where you stand with Israel and the Jewish nation, Chuck had a dream, had a vision in 2008, which started him looking at our nation state by state. And this dream was very complex, and the Lord just continued to speak to him out of it for a long time. But in this dream, he saw state by state the condition that these states were in and where they were spiritually. And the very first thing the Lord showed him in these states was whether or not they had a Jewish covenant root, a covenant root with the Jew in that nation, I mean in that state. And also, the other part of that was how they treated the Native Americans in that state. So he began to see, saw several of them that had glory roots, and several of them that had black roots, and several of them that had a hidden glory root. And I mean, there was just all, just a variety of things. But he asked me to start this research and to find out which states had actually gone and through their Congress and formally made a declaration or a proclamation through their Congress, through their governmental agencies, that they would stand with Israel, that they believed Israel had the right to exist, that they believed the deed was handed over, many years ago from the Lord God Almighty to them, and this land was theirs, and a formal statement through the government. Well, right now, and this is kind of over the years that we've been doing it, there's been some added. Right now, there's 24 states that have done that have gone through their Congress and legislature and have established a proclamation. Now, Georgia has not. So here's the challenge. And I believe that as you will come into this level of commitment of prayer, of worship, we'll go into that in a minute because we're going to talk about portals and how they're open and how they're closed. And so if you will commit to do that, however the leadership around you is calling you to do it, that's one thing, to do it corporate. It's another thing in your private prayer time to ask the Lord, Lord, how can I honor Israel? What can I do? How can I pray? What are you showing me? What is in my history? What is in my bloodline history that might be keeping me from fully expressing a support for Israel? Now, this doesn't mean sending money over there, although he may have you do that too. But the big thing here is get your heart in a position to where you believe from the top of your head to the soles of your feet that they are Abraham's covenant children, and so are you, which makes you brothers and sisters. Whether you want it, not brothers and sisters in Christ, but necessarily, if they're not believers. But that's not the point. The point is, that is your root. That is your root. And you cannot deny or cut that root off and expect the fruit that you bear to be, to expect there to be good fruit there. You cannot deny the root system. So therefore, we are responsible to bless them and to do all that we can, whether it's governmentally, financially, any way that the Lord tells you to bless them. And it'll be steps that you can take. He never asks you for what you don't have, but he does ask you for everything you do have. So remember that too. When he was blowing the shofar tonight, I thought, this is another word that Chuck gave at the Georgia State USGAPN meeting, but this was in 2006. He said, a blowing of the shofar will enter in and unlock the year ahead. Will cause you to enter in and unlock. And I mean, I loved it when the shofar, we got a guy that's very good on the shofar at Gloria Zion. And when he started, and I know he stands up on the stage every time he's in town, and he plays, I can pick it up sometimes with my ear, not very often, but he plays whatever they're playing. It sounds very just like he was doing tonight. It was amazing to me because people that are used to shofar sounds are used to shofar blast. They're not used to it blending in with the sound that's going on. And I mean, when he started that tonight, I thought, oh, Jesus, yeah, we got this sound is coming forth full. It was amazing to me. So just ask the Lord and listen to your leadership, Jackie, or whoever is calling, because you're going to begin to hear a call to come to a new place in your relationship with Israel and do whatever he says, just like we were singing tonight. Now, I want to look just a minute at portals. And tonight, yeah, last night too, but really tonight was a really good picture of how to begin to move in worship and expression of worship to begin to open a portal. You can't open a portal individually. It's a corporate thing, and you can't open one without worship. And so there are many, many examples we see in the Word. Now, you've got to remember in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God was not within these men. It would come upon them, men and women. And so the opening of the portals were different. The way the Lord dealt with them was somewhat different. But in a portal is, if you can think of it this way, the way the Lord showed it to me was, it is a shortcut between heaven and earth. And when the Lord said, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know that word and is a vav. It's a stake. It's one of these that says it connects two places or two people or two whatevers. So the Lord is saying that in a portal that you have, it's shortcutted. For you may be standing with your feet on the earth, but when a portal opens, you can see into a dimension. You can understand from that dimension what is going on in that third heaven realm. Now, between us and that, of course, is the demonic realm. Tonight, when the tambourines were going so heavily, the Lord said, remember, he has Satan, who was the worship leader in heaven as Lucifer. He had tablets in him. Every time you shake that tambourine, every time you hit that tambourine, you are tormenting him because it's echoing inside. So the Lord says that when you enter into the level of worship that he's calling us into, he said it goes right past that second heaven realm. And when you enter into the third heaven realm, when that portal, it's like Jacob's ladder, up and down, up and down. And interesting, go back and look at that, because it doesn't say the angels were descending and ascending. It says they are ascending and descending, which means they were standing right there with Jacob before they started the up and down. So that is the other recognition, what they were saying tonight. None of this can be done without the angelic forces. None of it. Nothing can be done. The state that we're in today, we have got to recognize the angels that are amongst us. We've got to know that they're there. We've got to know that whatever we're doing for kingdom release, that they are there, that they are assisting, that they are even leading us in some cases, because none of these things can be answered with the arm of flesh. None of them. Now, portals unite, just like I said, the seen world with the unseen world. And Robert Heidler did a great teaching recently on faith. And he explained Hebrews 11:1 better than I've ever heard it taught on what faith is. But part of what he said was this. He said faith is when faith explodes. Literally, when you are standing in the seen world, looking into the unseen. And that is where your faith all of a sudden, you're Superman. I mean, all of a sudden, you know that whatever you're seeing in that third heaven realm, you can do. That is the faith that comes out of the voice of God when he speaks, or comes out of that realm. Now, we've heard a couple of times since we've been here that there are altars in the region, which is part of what we did today on our prayer journey. Altars in the region that are contending with the altar of God. And so an altar, think about Elijah and the prophets of Baal. An altar dedicated to the Spirit of God, dedicated by the Spirit of God to the Lord, will create such a power release as it's tended, as it's continually visited and tended by us, as you're continually bringing that worship to that altar. Eventually, a portal opens as a result. You can't not touch heaven when there is that. It's like an overflow, is the way I see it. You build the fire on that altar. You tend the fire on that altar through your worship until the point of the Lord says, "Oh, I can't. I've got to show myself. I've got to show myself. Listen to him. Listen to him worshiping me." And so it's a place of where there's altar worship. That is your beginning point. And that can be individual. I'll tell you how this happened. We were in one of our Wednesday noon meetings, and this was in January of this year. And I mean, the worship was just off the charts. And I mean, I was standing there. I had my eyes closed. I didn't know who was in the room or wasn't. I didn't care. And I remember Marty, who was standing beside me, she went to take the microphone to give a prophetic word. And all of a sudden, I was caught up into the third heaven. Well, into some realm. I really wasn't sure where I was. I mean, really, I wasn't. It was so quick. And it was like I was a dot out in space. And over here was this gigantic wine press. I mean, it was huge. It was as big as a planet. It looked like as big as a planet to me. I was looking at it from far off. And the Lord was treading that wine press. And I could see him from about his waist up. And he was big. And I said, "Lord." Now, Ann and I had just gotten back from Israel the year before, I guess, wasn't it? Yeah. And we'd gone to Israel, and it was my first trip there, and Ann had given me a trip there for Christmas. And I had asked the Lord several things while I was there. But in this vision, I'm watching. I said, "Lord, what are you doing?" Because I knew that what was coming out of that wine press was blood. And he said, "I'm treading my blood." And I said, "Well, why?" You know, I mean, I remember thinking, "Where are we? What time are we in?" And of course, I got no answer to that. And the blood was coming down, and all of a sudden, it was like he opened my eyes to see the earth. And when he did. The blood that was coming out of that wine press began to hit places on the earth. And when it would hit structures that were Antichrist structures, and I knew that because of the symbols that were on them, they would just implode from within. The blood would hit it, a drop of blood would hit it, and it, boom, they'd be gone. Then there were areas of the earth that were desert. I mean, just dry, dry, dry. Didn't have anything alive on it. Had white, washed, sun-bleached bones, you know, on it. And all of a sudden, drop of his blood would hit it. And it was instantly, vibrantly alive, full of people, full of animals, full of fruits, full of trees. Gorgeous, gorgeous things. And he said, "Now," and I said, I could tell that the blood was never, it wasn't going down, even though it was running out. It wasn't going, you know, the level of it wasn't going down. He said, He said, this is a mix of the martyr's blood and my blood. And he said, and it becomes, their blood becomes my blood when they step over. And I thought, that's pretty powerful, the cost of that. And but anyway, he went on. I saw several other things in the vision, but I mean, it seemed like I was there for a long time. And then I came back. I was like kind of, it took me about 2 hours after that really to kind of get myself back together or to even function very well. But I said, Lord, why did you show me that? And he said, and if you'll look in Revelations 14, which of course at the time I did not even think about it, but there is, it talks about the giant wine press and how he treads the wine press. And so I said, Lord, is this for this time? He said to me, he said, there's two things I wanted you to see. He said, you had been asking me about a new revelation of the power of my blood. And he said, so I wanted you to see what one drop could do. And I wanted you to begin to grasp the power of my blood to change an earth, to change a structure, to change a person. He said, but the other thing is, and I mean, this is something I never really expressed out loud. Not even to him, I don't think. But I've always, I mean, when I first got spirit-filled and I found out about Philip and the eunuch, you know the story? Translation, one miniature, one place. He said, I wanted you to know what it was like in a timeless realm. A realm outside of time where you didn't have any concept of being there, how long it took you to get there, how long you were there, how long it took you to get back. So it gave me a complete new perspective on living in that realm instead of just visiting it, you know. I mean, in understanding that he is outside of time. He put us in time. He works with us in time, but it is nothing for him to, in the blink of one of our eyes, to change things. So that was my experience in being caught up through a portal, because we were worshiping in such a way that in that particular place in our prayer tower, we've worshiped and worshiped and worshiped in there, and it basically has an open heaven. It basically is open pretty much all the time, you know, as we're ministering, as we're with. Amen. Anyway, so it's, we know that portals can be places of war. We saw that with Elisha's servant, you know, open his eyes, show him that there's more with us than there is against us. It can be a place of safety. We see that in Psalms 91, under the shadow of his wing. Places of justice, places of visitation, we saw that. I mean, places of vision, we see that with Ezekiel, you know, the wheels within the wheel. Places of faith, we see that with Daniel. And that one that was open. But the most important one is the portal that Jesus, well, he became the portal. He connected heaven and earth, father and children. He became the portal. He became with miraculous release, which there is in a portal. And if you look at him as your example of how I only do those things I see my Father in heaven do, and I only speak those things I hear my Father in heaven say, that is our challenge. That is what we are here for, is to do what we see our Father in heaven do and to speak what we hear him say. And, I mean, sounds simple, doesn't it? We all know. It's very complex and not always easy to do. But there are many prophetic words over this state that's come from lots of different places. And the Lord says, we've talked with Jackie about this several times since we've been here. It is so critical that y'all begin to move now. Because the Lord is saying, and And the reason y'all are getting to hear this is because you're the ones listening. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're the ones here. So guess what? You're it. Tag, you're it. And the Lord says this is very, very critical. I believe that Georgia, not just from the prophetic word, but that too, is very, very key for the South. Probably the whole nation. But very, very key for the redemption, for the correction of what has gone on this land in history. It is the time for that land, the cleansing of the land. It is the time for this southern, quote, Bible Belt to come into the fullness of what God designed it to be. You heard, I was so excited tonight, you heard the redemption of that crazy New Orleans jazz. I mean, Lord, if he can do that, gathered in this place, this small amount of people, think what he can do when he's got an army that refuses to back down, that refuses to let the land stay polluted, that refuses to let there still be racial division, that refuses to not move with him. Think what God can do. He doesn't need a great big number of people, but he does need some that are willing. And I mean, I'm excited about what we saw in here tonight, because the Lord is not going to let it stand. He's not going to let the things that have stood in this place stand anymore. So, Lord, right now, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have some people that are willing to pay the price, that have paid the price and are continuing to pay the price. But, Lord, I say, but for kingdom, Lord, it is for kingdom's sake. I say, Lord, that nothing is too great to pay. No price is too great to pay when you are calling for kingdom to be established in this land. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
When Janice was speaking, Jackie said, I think we need to give that word again. And it was, Chuck did this in 10:3 of 2013. It said, I heard the Lord say, Georgia will cast the deciding vote in the next presidential election. New Jersey sets the course for this nation for the next 3 years. You will see Atlanta come into the news. The Lord says there are four cities in Georgia that I will put into the news, where I will put the eyes of the nation upon. And I'm going to cause a new move of my spirit to begin. Do not be afraid of the closed door. I can go behind closed doors. I can go behind closed doors. I can go behind closed doors. And I can show up. He came through the wall at Emmaus. He manifested himself. And they were in there cowering and afraid. And we've been the same way. But he will come through the door that no man will open. And no God can shut except our God. And he will do that. And so Jackie wanted that word to come again today when we were in Atlanta. And we were doing the prayer thing that we were doing. The four of us, Farnese was with us, and we were all talking. There's been such a sound out of Atlanta. And it's key that the Lord is able to express his sound. And somewhere there's a people who is looking for the sound of God. And they are putting that sound above every other sound and will be able to express it. I saw during Ferguson and during all of those things, I saw some black men and women who had the counsel of God on them, who could speak with authority, who could say what needed to be said. There are issues that we need to deal with, but we need people who are dealing honestly, truly, and from the heart of God to settle the issues, and you will find partners who will partner with you, because we want this as much as you want this. We want it made right. We want it made right. We don't want to drag this thing into the whole rest of our life and into the life of the next generation. It's like dragging that old man around. And we don't want to do that. We want the Lord to move in all of us and bring all of us to a higher place than we've ever been before. And the Lord promises us that he will do that. That if we'll ask him, if we'll call out to him, he will heal this land. And we have got to have the healing of the land so that we can move into the destiny of the land. I'll never forget in 20, if it was 11-11-11, I think it was in Wichita. And Janice and I were standing, of course, right behind Chuck and Jay Swalla. And Jay was not feeling good that day, and, you know, he wasn't a large man anyway, but he was bent over like this. And this is not a question of, this: is this going to be a white country or a black country or a Hispanic country? The question is this going to be God's country? Or is it going to belong to the gods of Egypt or the gods of the Hindus or the God? That's the question. And Jay Swalla was sitting in front of me, and he was kind of bent over. And I looked down, because I loved Jay, we all did. And the Lord said, if this nation doesn't turn, that's going to be y'all. If the people of God do not stand up who know their God, and I don't mean have some romantic illusion. I'm talking about know their God. And know what he's saying and how to move with him, then this nation is going to be lost, and we're all going to be held accountable. Because it's my children and your children and our grandchildren that we want to have an opportunity to know and love the Lord and to experience the greatness of God. And none of the isms are interested in that at all. It's not about being black or white or red or purple. It is about being Christian or being a heathen. So, Janice, you did a great job tonight, and that's all I have.
We trust you will be blessed by these messages and invite you to join us anytime as we worship the Lord and seek to walk in the fullness of his purposes and destiny for our generation. Information about our gathering times and various ministries may be found at www.citygateatlanta.org.